The next thing I'm working on is a story on what they call fuel poverty in the UK, which is when people are paying over 10% of their household income towards their energy bills. And in some cases, this is quite extreme, and there are folks in the UK living without heat and light. And then after that, in a few months, I'll be traveling to Uganda to do a story on energy poverty as it relates to women's health, clinics without electricity, clean cooking, or in this case, unfortunately, a lot of dirty cooking, which causes severe lung diseases. So, I mean, to me, doing stories that continue to kind of question what does energy cost, what solutions are available, I mean, I think it's something that, we're going to be thinking about for a long time. But not only that, but these are questions that are going to become more severe rather than less. And so to explore these early on is vital to humanity as a whole. And, like I said, I'm working now in the UK, so, and I've done one project already in the US, so it's not just a developing world, quote unquote, problem or issue. It's something that, it really affects modern day society across, across continents.